This is Will's Band of the Week for August 25th, 2010. Hello and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with a special guest this week, Grant.
Hi there.
And Grant is my son, and I think you heard a little bit about our adventure together to see Lollapalooza. In fact, that was our last podcast 2 weeks ago, right?
Yep.
And maybe we should mention that in our early podcasting days, we referred to you as Jason. And that's because your mom and I were thinking, you know, maybe we shouldn't use somebody's real name because we were kind of freaked out about the whole deal with the internet and everything, you know. But I think now you're 13 years old. We're comfortable enough using your real first name.
Yep. It's fine with me.
Okay, good. You're not worried that you're going to have like a stalker go after you or something?
Well, no one knows my last name, so there's probably plenty of Grants in the country.
Yeah, that's true. There are a lot of Grants. And before we started recording this, We did a little sound test, and then we played a little bit of it back, and you thought your voice sounded terrible, right?
It sounds a lot higher than it sounds to me.
About how your voice inside your head, you've got like, it must be something like it's enclosed in your skull, right? And therefore, you get some sort of a better bass effect, right?
Yeah, I don't
know. So it always sounds higher when you listen to it being played back.
It's significantly higher. Kind of scary.
So, but we've talked about this too, you know. Probably within a year or so, your voice will be a lot lower. Of course, then you'll go back and listen to this and you'll say, wow, I can't believe how high my voice was, right?
Well, I'm doing that right now, so.
What are you doing? Oh, you're thinking already.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it sounds fine, so let's not worry about that. And let's tell the listeners a couple things. First of all, we're hoping to get both Barrett and Chris back next week, and we'll see, but we're working in that direction. And also, let's tell the listeners the contact information, okay? Do you want to tell them?
I don't really want to be extorted like that, but I suppose I will. So, so you can always subscribe to iTunes. You just search Will's Band of the Week, and there's three other ways to contact us, which would be go to willsband.net and post a comment there. You could look at the Facebook page, or you could email us at willsband@yahoo.com.
All right. That would be it. You know, it's a good thing that this is actually a podcast and not a live radio show, because sometimes there's a pause where I'm trying to think of what to say next, and I can just go back and cut out the silent part, right? So nobody knows that I was just sitting for like 12 seconds without saying anything.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get to the music this week, there's a little bit of music news. I like to throw in a little bit of music news whenever I can.
All right.
And there was another death in the world of rock and roll, unfortunately. Michael Bean, who was from the band The Call, that was a sort of popular band in the 80s, died of a heart attack at the age of 60. And I know 60 seems probably really old to you, Grant, but 60 isn't very old to die of a heart attack, so that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
The Call had a hit, and this is going to be like probably totally inappropriate. I'm just going to say it. They had a hit that I really didn't like at all called When the Walls Came Down, or maybe it was just called The Walls Came Down. But actually, I think their biggest hit was a song that I believe they got Bono from U2 to do a guest vocal on, and it was called Let the Day Begin.
Well, if that's your most popular track, it's kind of cheating if you have a guest, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe that's why it was so popular.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I
said. And they had to be at least, you know, well enough regarded that Bono was willing to sing on their song, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. of has an 80s sound to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I never lived in the 80s, so I guess I wouldn't really know.
Yeah, you didn't even come close to living in the 80s.
It's true.
You weren't even born until 1997.
Way back in 1997, though.
Yeah. So, that's a little piece of the call. So, we've got a couple of... I thought I'd introduce the listeners to some lesser-known stuff this week. And the first one I've got is one of those guy recording in his bedroom kind of things. It's a single man project with a techno kind of a sound. And the band is called Baths, but it really is just one guy named Will Wiesenfeld. He's a guy from suburban Los Angeles. And there's a lot of electronic beats on this, and it sounds like it might have been recorded on a laptop or something. But it's very good, and I think a standout of this genre of music, and I got to listening to it quite a bit on our vacation earlier this summer. And the album is called Cerulean, and I'm going to play a track called Maximalist. The album is about, probably 60% instrumental, but there are definitely some vocal parts, and he does a pretty good job with the vocal parts also.
So the vocals, he kind of does a thing. I can't tell if he's using samples or not.
That song, there were definitely samples.
Samples, right? Yeah. Okay. Also, they're kind of the general feel and sound of it. Sort of sounds like Depreciation Guild, except without the sort of raspy vocals during the music. I don't know. I haven't heard a song with lyrics yet.
Oh, yeah. Depreciation Guild. That's a band that you like quite a bit, right?
I like their first album more than their second one, but yeah, I do like them.
Okay. Well, let's listen to another song. This is a kind of cool one, I think. This one's called Aminals.
Them and try and get them to come closer. Thank you.
That's baths.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you a little skeptical of that one?
Oh, you know, I actually liked it. There was a great bass part. The thing is, like, I haven't listened to this enough, so my job is just kind of, like, sit back there and kind of comment on what I'm hearing instead of actually sort of, I'm like...
Yeah, you'll just be you'll just be reacting, right?
First impression kind of stuff. I mean, I've heard it, like, a couple of times before because you've, like, played it in the car or something like that, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I really haven't tried listening to it or anything like that, so...
Yeah. And we haven't really heard much of the vocals yet, but I think the one I picked next actually has some actual singing on it. So let's play that one. It's called Hall. There you go, that's Baths, and the album is called Cerulean. I kind of like it. What did you think of that one, Grant?
I don't know. It sounds kind of experimental and like the kind of stuff you get for free off Amy Street.
Okay, well, maybe if you listen to it a little more, it'll grow on you a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
It did for me. I think I had to put this on and just let it play for a while before I started to sort of absorb it. So, okay. And I've got another one for this week. We never run out of music to talk about, do we?
Not really, no.
This next band is sort of an offshoot of a band that I really liked a lot that I don't think is really in existence anymore, called Bound Stems. and some former members of Bound Stems, and I think a couple of other bands, but I think mostly Bound Stems, put together a group or a project called Like Pioneers. Now, I think they're playing some live shows. If you look at their site, it's not totally clear whether it's sort of a project or whether they intend it to be sort of a working band. But they're from Chicago, and they recorded an album called Piecemeal. And it's one of these deals where you can go to their website, and there's a link where you can then go to download their album for whatever price you decide. It's a name-your-own price. So you just decide how much you want to pay, and then you can download the album.
So most people are going to pick free, right?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see the statistics of what people pay. I think I paid a few dollars. I thought, you know, they probably intend it to be a good deal, but, you know, you should pay them a few bucks, right? So I think this is a pretty good album, and let's see if anyone agrees with me. I'm going to play the opening track from the Like Pioneers Piecemeal album. This one is called Some People. Now, that isn't really something I would expect you to like.
Is it
a little quiet for you?
It's a bit quiet, but I mean, I still kind of like it. I mean, it's not like most of the music I normally listen to, and it's not quite as like intense or as loud, but you know,
mm-hmm.
I liked it a little bit more than I thought I would.
Well, that's good. And why don't we try playing a little bit faster one and see what you think of this?
All right.
It's called Gift from a Holiday.
Try for the one thing you know too well. I found a gift from a holiday, and it was covered in ashes and frayed. But on my shoes walk around your town, I saw your boy.
That's like Pioneers.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that one. Kind of sounds like Stars and Arcade Fire mixed together.
Hmm, that's interesting.
It's a really weird. It's not going to make sense to most people, but it kind of sounds like that to me.
Okay, well, I've got one more track to play, and this actually does remind me of another band that I kind of like. And I don't know if you've really heard this other band that I'm thinking of very much, so I know you've heard them at least a little bit, but let's see if you can catch this, and the listeners can play at home. See if you can guess what band I think this song sounds like, but it's also a really good one.
I'll make a guess once it's done.
Okay, yep. And this track is called Crab Candy.
You got your raincoat on before a single day. We'll never move again. Your eyes were swollen shut with your silent soul. Then you're impossible. And in the distant place, you were dead and gone, so we could sleep on the folding. Well, I've been done for the whole century, and now you've won. Scratching on your hands and knees, you're waving goodbye, goodbye. Well, I couldn't bear the thought, so I'm staying inside. You'll never get me, son, but with your eyebrows raised, I understood you were broken. I thought of turning in, but when you shook my hand, and you were fairly certain that you made your mark in the setting sun and walked the streets from end to end to end to end to end. Well, I've been down for the whole century, and I scratching on your hands and knees, you're wailing goodbye, goodbye. Well, I couldn't bear the thought, so I...
Kind of a quiet one.
Yeah, it sounds like a band to me, and I can't really name what it is. Is it 38 Special?
Ooh, good one. Good one, Grant. Wow.
I don't know.
you threw that in there. That was good. No, I think that sounds a little bit like Modest Mouse.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does.
It has a little bit of that kind of feel to it.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying.
But not in a bad way. I really like that track a lot. So there you go. Like Pioneers. Go to their website, likepioneers.com, and then they have a link there that goes to the site called Bandcamp, where you can get the download. So, highly recommended from me. And before we sign off, Grant, do you have any music that you've been listening to lately that we might not have heard on the podcast that maybe, you know, maybe would appeal to the younger listeners?
Younger listeners, well, we don't have any of those. I mean, I have some.
Well, you are one, so yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, maybe if there's some band that you've been listening to that you'd like to introduce to the podcast listeners.
I don't know. I have a couple choices. I have some more, you know, alternative stuff that probably might interest some of the your more normal listeners. So
you mean like middle-aged?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I know you've been listening to Spoon a lot, but we just talked about Spoon on the last podcast.
Yeah. I got some other stuff I could go with. All right, I got something for you. How about The Joy Formidable?
Okay.
Bought that before we went on vacation a while ago.
Okay.
To have some stuff to listen to, and I actually kind of like it.
And
kind of weird, though.
What can you tell us about The Joy Formidable?
Well, I think they're from Denmark. They're from some European country that isn't here.
Like a European country that's not in America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those.
One of those kind? Yeah.
Okay. Sure, there's a couple of those. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but...
And how would you describe their music?
I'm not sure. I would just describe it as, you know, it doesn't sound like it should be hard to describe, but it kind of is, like, right now. I would say that they're kind of, they've got some, like, European, like, sort of basic, a lot of European indie rock, and then they've got some of that, like, sort of synthy, like, art-ish rock type stuff.
Okay. I just looked them up on Wikipedia. It says they're a three-piece band from North Wales, currently located in London, England. And I've heard them a little bit, and they, I wouldn't have guessed they were a three-piece band. They've got some layers in their recordings, I think.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, what track or tracks would you recommend?
I like the title track's pretty good, and they have a couple other ones that are good.
There isn't a title track, though.
Oh,
because the album is called...
Oh, yeah, not title track, first track or whatever.
Oh, the opening track?
I'm not good with this.
That's okay.
Organized music stuff.
Yeah, you just listen.
Title track. I just assumed that meant first track. But
oh, yeah, no. Well, title track would mean it's the same title as the title of the album.
That makes sense,
the album is called A Balloon Called Moaning. Wow, that's quite a title. Okay, so do you want to just play the opening track?
Yeah, it's called... The greatest light is the greatest shade, and I just stole your announcement thing. So I get to say that instead of you.
Okay.
All right.
That's the Joy Formidable.
Yeah. In this case, I probably listened to that a little bit more than you. So what do you think of it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's got a little bit of that anthem kind of thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear another one. Do you have another track to recommend?
Either Well the Flies or Whirring. Those are both good, I think.
Okay. Well, let's go with track 4, While the Flies.
I'm never be the same again. All this.
They had some interesting sounds being mixed around in there, didn't they?
Yeah.
And some interesting time signature also. Well, let's listen to a little bit of the other one you mentioned. This one's called Whirring. Okay, The Joy Formidable. The album is called A Balloon Called Moaning. So, thanks for that one.
Yep, no problem.
I figured you could come up with something. Yep. We were very spontaneous there. We didn't know till the moment Grant selected that that's what we were going to have on the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. Whenever I need more spontaneity, I'll call upon you, okay?
All right.
All right. Hey, before we close it, you heard our podcast about Lollapalooza, right? Where I talked about it?
Yeah.
Do you think I missed anything?
I think you were pretty accurate. You got most of it, yeah.
Yeah. What was it like for you? I mean, you've been to just a couple of small rock and roll shows, right? But never anything huge. Well, you saw Green Day. I took you to see Green Day a couple summers ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was your first exposure to arena rock.
Yeah. I actually sort of like the festival type setting a little bit more than I actually do sort of watching the bands individually, and I know you kind of like that better, but I think it's kind of fun just to be in like giant crowds of people like all watching the same band. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a whole different experience, isn't it?
And actually the outside concerts, they still sound really great. They like have great mixing and stuff like that, except a couple other bands didn't. Like,
right, for the most part it was pretty good sound quality. I think, you know, if we were back really far, it probably wouldn't have sounded so great, but we were able to get close enough that it still sounded pretty darn good, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's thank everybody for listening. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
And
if you want to demand more Grant on Will's Band of the Week, then you can always post a comment or email us.
Okay. You think we might get a flood of comments now?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, demanding that you be on more often.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We're going to find out the power of the internet now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks again, everyone, and we'll be back again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week.